a busy offseason of moves, including keeping some of their own players for this 2014 roster. That and the departure of quarterback Michael Vick are the topics in our conversation with Eagles general manager Howie Roseman at the NFL's annual meetings in Orlando, Florida. What does Roseman think about what the Eagles have accomplished thus far in the offseason?
Well, certainly added competition. Added competition to our defensive backfield, signing Nolan Carroll to add to our cornerback group. That obviously, we like those guys that we have there, but you can never have enough big, long corners who can run. Safety situation, bringing back Nate, a guy who we think fits the system, gets an opportunity to grow in the same scheme with the same coaches, and then bringing in Malcolm Jenkins, captain there in New Orleans, has a corner background, his ability to go in, cover the slot, cover the tight end. But it's not over. We're here in March. Obviously, we want to get better. We want to continue to grow as a team. The biggest source of us getting good players is going to be from the draft. We use free agency as a allocation to go get players so we don't have to force anything in the draft, and then the trade for Darren Sproles. Hard to give up draft picks, but at the same time, what we thought he could bring from an offensive perspective, from a special teams perspective. It's funny, Dave, I think of Darren kind of like when we brought in Brian Mitchell in the early part of the decade. Really, him and his ability, he came in 32 years old, but his ability to really stabilize that position, kick return, punt returns, and then you add in Darren's explosive ability on offense. I'm extremely excited about Nick and his development. Looking for Matt to take a big jump year one to year two. Didn't think he was fully healthy all year. Now he's got an opportunity to come back healthy. But also a position you're always going to look to add depth and competition because it's so important. And it always pays off to have a lot of competition at that position. And then we talk about Mike. Just him, and from when he entered the organization to when he left, and just the man he's become and the changes he's made to his life. Just proud of him. Proud of him and to get that opportunity to go to New York and compete for a starting spot. But just him around the building and what he did just from a team perspective last year. He's certainly grown up in a big way, and I just wish him and his family best of luck.